Good morning, everybody. Thank you for coming to this podcast webinar, Blanca Professional Services. And I know we were expecting our guest, AJ, had an emergency, so he won't be able to make it. But, you know, I still wanted to go ahead and still do the podcast and webinar for you. So I know he was going to talk about FHA loans and CHA loans, and so I'm gonna give you a little bit of information that I know. I am not a loan officer, so all I'm gonna just give you is just tiny pieces and bits of information that I know. But, you know, I'm not an expert on that, so don't quote me on that. My job is as a real estate professional, and I help you look for homes, buy homes, sell homes, invest in property, you know, either apartment buildings, anything that you want to invest in real estate, okay? It could be land. Maybe you want to buy land. Maybe you want to buy apartment buildings, duplex, single family homes, or any other type of real estate tangible assets. So I also can do commercial for you, and we have a team together for that as well. So everything we do, we work in partnership with other people in our office, and sometimes we refer people out if we're not able to help you, but most of the time we try that one of us from our team might be able to help you. So it depends on the need, depends on what you're looking for. So we have people that do 1031 exchanges if you're looking for that. Like, I know a lot of investors right now, they might like to refinance, or they might like to sell their, you know, investment properties. And so that's when sometimes they use certain vehicles to save on taxes, and 1031 exchanges can be one of those vehicles, and also SDTs, which is the Delaware statutory trust. And then there are many other ways that you can invest in real estate. You can also use, like, you know, you learn from our previous presentations from Paul Thompson, and also from Derek Long, that he was here last time a few days ago, and he did a presentation on self-directed IRAs. And Paul Thompson, also, he's an investor, and he is also using IRAs to maximize your income and maximize your retirement. And the way he does it is using that as a vehicle to buy real estate and to buy investment properties. So as you know, there is no one only solution for buying or investing in real estate. And even if you say, Blanca, those are people who might already have money or might be already, you know, investors, and you think in your mind that because of that you might not be able to afford a home, but that's the incorrect way of thinking. So you always have to think about the possibilities. You always have to think about what can it be done, what can be done, okay? So never think that you're not able to do it, because the moment you think that you're not able to do it, then that's when you are paralyzed into not doing anything, okay? So I don't want you to be that kind of person. I want you to be successful, okay? I want you to know how to make things happen, okay? I know it's challenging, because I'm not gonna tell you it's gonna be easy, and, you know, it's not gonna take some bumps on the road, but, you know, if you're willing to work hard, you're willing to put your 100% effort on it, you know, you will make it happen, okay? Everybody has problems. Everybody has financial problems, you know. So you could be a student. You could be, you know, a single mom. You could be somebody maybe that don't have a lot of income right now. And that's okay, you know. We can always work with you and make you ready. So, because as you know, besides being a realtor myself, and also a financial planner, What does that mean? That means that I can help you put together a budget strategy or a financial plan strategy where you can see, okay, where my money is going. How can I be able to purchase a home? Maybe not right now. I mean, if you can, then you'll be able to do it right now. But we have to explore your options. We have to explore where are you right now. So once we do that, then we have a better picture. So the way I like to see things is about pictures, you know. So when you have a family picture, you know, you always, when you get together with your family and you start thinking about the past and, you know, who was grandma, who was, you know, grandpa, and then you look at the families, you know, how your family has grown, you're always thinking and always looking at the pictures, either digital pictures, you know, on your album or just physical pictures, and you always remember, oh, look at that, that's when, you know, so-and-so was 3 years old and so on and so forth, right? So it's the same thing that we do in financial plan. We have to take a look at everything you have, whether that's good, bad, you know, it doesn't matter because that's part of the picture, okay? It's not because, you know, the financial planner is trying to look at, you know, how you manage your money or anything like that. It's just to put you in a better position. You know, everybody makes mistakes, okay? I did my own mistakes. I had my own shares of mistakes when I was in college student. As I told you before, you know, I have to learn my lessons too with credit card debt, and it was not easy to get out of debt, but you know, you have to work and have to ask for help. So that's the reason we do all these podcast webinars, so you can learn. You know, I'm not the expert in everything, but I want to bring the best of the people that know the things that I might not know, okay? So that's why I'm inviting different people into this event, so they can share with you their knowledge, their expertise. You know, everybody is an expert in their field. So, and we all work together as a team. As I said, when you buy a home, is also, you're gonna be on our team. Why? Because you're the family who wants to either buy a home, to live, or to invest. So we work with you. We work on what your needs are. We work on showing you homes, being able to qualify you so it is certain that you're gonna be able to buy that home, right? So there are many steps that we need to do. First step, we always ask you to get qualified by lender, home mortgage lender, okay? So the lender will ask you for your W-2s, your income, it will ask you for paychecks, it will ask you for your bank statement, you know, because they want to see the flow of income you're bringing to your home, okay? How you're managing your money, okay? How is it going? What kind of payments you have? What kind of obligations you have? Because remember, when you buy a home, this is an obligation on top of the ones that you already have to be able to pay for this home. And this is a commitment for a long time. It could be 15 years, depending on the contract that you sign. 15 year home loan, 30 year home loan, and now I've seen 40 years also home loan. So it's a contract, right? So every month you will have a monthly payment. So that's why they want to make sure that not only you can afford to be paid to make these payments, but it's not going to be a burden for you. Because, you know, many people say, oh, I don't care about that, but you know, you have to think that this is for the long term, this is for my family, this is for the security, for bringing my family a place to live, you know, a sense of community, that they're not going to be moving every now and then. When you live in an apartment complex, you know, many things changes. Sometimes your family grow and you have to move to a bigger apartment, right? Rents increase. Many times the area where you went to live at the first time in the apartment where you look, maybe it was a nice area, but then eventually through the year something happened and the area changed and people move in, people move out, things change, now you don't like it, you need, you know, a different kind of lifestyle for your children or your family, you know, or you have seniors living in your family that they need a special accommodation for certain things. So you have to consider all those things. And so when you consider all those things, that's when you put that picture together, right? Because now you know what you're gonna need to buy this home. How do you want this home to be? Is it just gonna be for you? Is it gonna be for your children, you and your parents or grandparents, right? It does, the home has to have a second level, you know, a second story. It should have how many rooms? Do we need a room to be downstairs because we have our grandpa or our grandma, or maybe we have an in-law that needs to be living with us and need to be staying, and we need a place so they don't have to be going up and down the steps, you know. We don't know, but that's where you come in. That's because you know what the needs of your family are, okay? So that's the reason why we do this podcast. So you're gonna say, what does this has to do with the loans and all that? Well, it does, because once we know what kind of home we need for our family, and then we need to speak to a lender, because the lender will be able to tell us, okay, based on your income, based on, you know, all the picture that you bring me with your check stubs, with your income, with your statements from the bank, you know, they don't, it's not about looking at how much money you have in the savings account on your checking account. It's about how good you are managing your money, in what kind of things you are investing, what kind of payments, what kind of, you know, what things are you buying? Are you, you know, overburdening yourself with a lot of debt? So they look at all those things, because that gives them an idea of whether or not you'll be able to pay this home monthly, right? For the rest of the 10, 15 year, 30 year, 40 year period, whatever that is, okay? So I'm just giving you an example, okay? But that's exactly how it works. So once they have that idea in mind, then they can look at different programs. They have programs for first hometown buyers, and they have programs for veterans, which is the VA loans, and they also have programs for other kind of situations. They have government loans, you know, USDA loans too. They have SBA loans for those that need that, for small business owners, you know, that they might want to buy a home, but you know, they can, because their income comes from a different source. You know, they're not on a W-2, they're on a 1099, or they are in some other situation, but they're still bringing income. So all of these things the lender has to consider, okay? So that's when we talk about FHA loans. So what's the difference between FHA loans and conventional loans, you know? So conventional loans were in the past, mainly, you know, people thought about them, about being 10%, 20% that you have to bring to the table as a down payment. I've seen now days that conventional programs look kind of similar. I'm not gonna say, you know, they are similar, but they're kind of similar now to FHA programs. They have more of a leeway, you know. Recently I seen those kind of changes. So before, they were more like kind of strict, you know, you really have to bring 10% or whatever percentage you needed to bring in a specific scenario, okay? But nowadays you can use FHA loans. FHA loans are backed by the federal government. They could be Freddie, they also have Freddie Mac loans, they have Fannie loans, you know, and that's coming from the housing urban development, right, which is HUD. Okay, that's a government entity, and everything that is done has to be supervised, right, in some way, from somebody from that program. Okay, like for example, As you know, there are many different kinds of loans, and like I told you before, I'm not a mortgage lender. I'm not intending to be one. I'm just trying to explain you how I seen it, that they, you know, my own personal experience and the information that I can tell you. But you still need to talk to your lender, and he's the expert on that area, and he is the one that is gonna tell you exactly what type of loan you're gonna qualify for and what type of loan he can give you, he can, you know, look for you, because he will have to take into consideration many different aspects, your income, you know, the affordability of the home, and so many other things. Okay, so now let's go to FHA loans. So FHA loans, I remember when I bought my first townhome, I was still a college student and I was not making a lot of money, you know. I had a regular job just like anybody else. I was not making a lot of money. I was working full time. I was going to school full time. And but you know, I started and I said, well, you know, my mom said, well, if we never start in the process, and if we never find how this is done, we will never be able to buy a home. And that's the key. You know how important that is, right? So if somebody, you know, it could be a family member or a friend or somebody, and they say, hey, have you ever considered buying a home? You know, and you say, oh no, that's difficult, I will never be able to afford that, I don't even know what you need to do, and all that kind of stuff. So what we're doing with that kind of mentality is we're closing on our options. Yes, so we are kind of trying to live without not knowing, right? So we are not trying to explore, and by doing that, we are not helping ourselves and our family, okay? Because there is nothing wrong if you go, let's say I want to buy a home, but in my mind I think, oh, I'm not making a lot of money, I'm, you know, a bus boy in, let's say, a Burger King or some place, right, making burgers. And as I said, well, you know, I don't think I can ever buy a home. I really wish, you know, think I would like to be part of the American dream, but it's impossible. I have very low income, and you stay that way. So years pass and nothing changes, and you still have that longing for a home, but you think you're not able to. But you know what the mistake is about that? The mistake is you don't go and ask, and you have to go ask. Okay, so whether you are a waitress, you are a bartender, you are, you know, in any field that you might think, oh, I'm not able to afford, you know, just get out of your chair, just get out, you know, and go talk to a lender. Okay, talk to somebody in the mortgage industry and say, you know, I am always dreaming about having my home. I think, you know, if you come from a different country, then a lot of people who come from other countries, they have what they call the American dream. And the American dream for many of those families is to be able to have a house of their own. Okay, that's important. That's something that they come and they have that desire in their heart. They want to be able to afford that for their families, and they, you know, maybe do 2-3 jobs sometimes, you know, to afford living in the United States, and also because they think someday I'm gonna be able to buy this home, right? So, but unfortunately, many of our people, you know, they lose track of that vision, that, you know, dream that they have. Why? Because in America, in the United States, credit is so easy to obtain, that, you know, people start applying for loans, applying for credit cards, buying, you know, cars, and buying all these other kind of stuff, you know. And because sometimes many, you know, people might not have those things in their home country, and then now for some reason they lose track of what they came to do. So they lose track of their main goal was to buy a home. But now they were distracted on the way. Now they have all this credit card debt. And now it's time to pay that back. And now to pay that back, you have to work, you know, I don't know how many hours, and then so many things, and you start having problems with your family. You start having issues, you know. Oh, you know, it's the lack of money. And if you have children, sometimes many parents start saying to the kids, oh, you're the problem that I don't have money, because I have to invest in you, I have to do this, I have to buy you this, blah 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 blah. And now something, you know, became not just a problem, you know, an issue of, oh, we were distracted, it was our own problem that we were distracted, and now we are putting that burden onto somebody else, another family member. It could be our spouse, it could be somebody in our family, it could be our children, you know. And now that financial burden is on our shoulders, and we cannot get rid of it. And the best way that we kind of I guess feel that it's good for us to tell people, you know, how bad life is, you know, but we never analyze and think and say, hey, it was me. Because if I didn't did all of this, and I didn't mismanage my money, and if I had make a plan, then I wouldn't be in this situation, right? So, but we learn. That's life, okay? It's a process of learning, a process of experiences. You know, it has happened to me, it has happened to many people in the United States. So please don't feel lonely, okay? So now, the other thing is, once we move past that, then what I'm trying to tell you is, go check that out. You know, go check. Say, okay, well, you know, in my mind it says that I'm not able to buy this home because maybe my job doesn't pay me a lot of money. But, you know, I still have this dream. I'm still gonna go and talk to somebody in that industry. I'm gonna talk to the mortgage lender. I'm gonna go and say, hey, you know, I'd like to buy a home. I'm not sure if I can qualify, but can you look at my numbers? Okay, what do you need? What do you need from me so you can help me and figure out if that's for me? Or, you know, maybe make me plan for the future. You know, once I have that knowledge, once I have that information, you know, I could say, maybe you can buy it right now. You know, maybe once they run all the numbers and all the papers, they can qualify you and say, you know, you are able to afford this. Or maybe they can say, you know, are you married? Maybe is your wife or your spouse, you know, working? Maybe if we combine the income, then we look at a different kind of picture, okay? Now maybe you have more potential to buy the home, right? But then let's say you have somebody that you really trust in your family, and that you can say, okay, I could buy the home with my uncle or my auntie or with somebody in my family that are gonna help me, you know? And remember, this is a contract between you, the bank, and anybody who participates in that. So the obligations that you, let's say you need somebody else to, like a co-borrower, then that co-borrower will also be in the loop for that debt. So if you stop paying it, guess who's gonna have to pay it? Let's say your auntie is signed, then the auntie is gonna be responsible to keep making those payments. Okay, so that's why you want to work with somebody that you trust, somebody that is not gonna leave you in the cold, it's not gonna run away from that, okay? And it's not going to, you know, it's gonna help you. You're gonna help that person, and they're gonna help you too. How are they gonna help you? Because you're using their income, you're using their information, because the bank is gonna ask for their information, their bank statement, their taxes, everything else, but just the same way they're gonna ask from you. So then you guys are gonna be responsible for that loan, okay? Sometimes you need a co-borrower, but you know, that's another thing that you have to think and say, well, Okay, maybe in 5 years from now, you know, we buy this property together as a family, you know, and we will make a contract between ourselves and say, you know what, Auntie Mary, you're gonna help me buy my first home. That could be a condominium or could be a townhome, so a small house, you know. But, you know, I promise you, Auntie Mary, that in 5 years, I'm gonna be looking for different kinds of jobs. I'll, you know, increase my income. I will, you know, make sure that in 5 years, maybe we can refinance this property. And if you want to get out of this, you know, then we can refinance the property and you can get out and invest in your own property. And then I can take over and I'll just make the payments myself. So that's another scenario where you, you know, and your family can work together. So that's why I said, when you buy a home, you know, think about the options. Think about what else can be done. You know, how can we do this? Okay, if you're gonna buy it with your family, it's okay. How can we? It's about us, a team. It's us together, okay? So once you do that kind of homework, then you talk to the lender and the lender say, okay, well, if your income is not enough, then we might need a coverer. Then you're thinking, oh, I already talked to my Auntie Mary and she said she can help me. So then, okay, the lender will say, bring, you know, Auntie Mary and let's make an appointment so she can come in, you know, and he will or she will write you what Auntie Mary needs to bring to the lender so she can get approved along with you, okay? So once that happens, then they can see what options you have. They can also see, okay, you can do it by yourself, or no, you cannot do it by yourself. You will need a co-borrower. And they'll give you guidelines. They'll give you, okay, you need X, Y, and Z. You need to bring this, that, or, you know. And then you will go back home and you'll make a plan and you say, okay, I have all of this, okay, I can get this, okay? So you continue with that until they say, oh, you can qualify for this loan, okay? So they're gonna look, okay, what loan can this family obtain? Could be an FHA loan, it could be, if you're a veteran, it could be a VA loan, you know? Then they have conventional loans, they have, you know, USD loans, they have other kinds of loans that you might fit into that criteria. So now let's go past that. Let's assume that they gave you an FHA loan. So what is an FHA loan? In very basic terms, it's a loan that helps you put 3.5% or up to 5% down payment. So this down payment money is gonna be from your own pocket. You have to have this money saved, either in your savings account, checking accounts, or like Paul and also Derek said, you could use money from your IRA or from your 401k if you bought this, if you're trying to buy this home using that money, okay? So because that's gonna be your first time home in that qualifies as, you know, something that you can do and use your money for, okay? So, but of course, double check with your financial advisor, double check with your, the person that manages your 401k and your self IRA or your IRA account and say, hey, you know, I want to buy a home. What is the possibility of me using 3.5% or 5%? Let's say a home is about $500,000. So what is the 500,000 times 3 is 15. Now let's do 4%. 5 times 4 is 20, so that's about $20,000. Not including closing costs, okay? That's a different, that's extra, okay? But let's say you put at least 4%. So 4% times 5 is 20 grand, okay? So $20,000, that means that at least you have to have $20,000 in your 401k or your IRA plan or your checking account or your savings account or some kind of, you know, investment where you can take that money and use it for that. Or let's say another way, you could talk to your insurance, life insurance, if you have whole life insurance. Sometimes, depending on the life insurance plan that you have, you might be able to borrow against your life insurance, and you can borrow that $20,000 from there. But remember, that's only for the down payment, but you still need your closing costs. Let's say, assume we need $10,000 more in closing costs. And I always like to exaggerate a little bit, because it's better to have more money than less money in your pocket, right? Like, you don't want to be limited. You don't want, you know, if you don't use the whole money, then you put it back into your account, into your savings account or whatever. But you don't want to be short-handed. So I always try to put more money, okay? So let's say in total to buy this $500,000 home using an FHA loan at 4% down payment, you're going to need at least 30 grand. And that's already including your escrow fees and all that. Okay, so this is just an example, okay, a hypothetical example or a scenario. Okay, so let's say you have the 30,000 grand. You might not have it in your checking account, but then you go to your life insurance agent and say, oh, you know, I remember I have a whole life insurance. I wonder if I can borrow against my life insurance and borrow that money so I can afford the down payment on this home. And that's the way you have to start thinking. How can I do this? How is it possible? So the more that you think about that, you're bringing positive thinking into your brain and say you're not limited, okay? You're thinking and constantly saying, okay, how can I do this? What are the possibilities? And that's what you need to do in that way, okay? So now let's move forward. So now we talk about down payment assistance, okay? So let's say you say, well, I don't have a 401k, I don't have a 403b plan, and I don't have a whole life insurance, okay? So that's a different conversation, but right now we're talking about home buying, so we're gonna keep on that on that topic, okay? So then I'm gonna say, have you checked if there is any program that you can apply for? Let's say I'm gonna share my screen. I'm gonna click on another tab. Let me see if I can share that. Okay, now you can see it. I hope you can. Oh, here. So let's see. You are sharing your screen. Show me what I'm sharing. Okay, so this is what I'm sharing with you, is this program. It's called Down Payment Assistance Money, okay? So this program, if you go to my webpage, www.blancaprofessionalservice.com, there is a, let me show you, let me open another tab here, and let me tell you how you're gonna find this, blancaprofessionalservice.com. So then I click on enter, then I go, I'm already on my, let me share that with you, give me a second. Now let me share this screen, and let me go back here and let me share my other screen for Blanca Professional Service. And now let me go back here and let me watch what I'm sharing. So okay, I'm sorry, I just did something. I just moved something that was not the right one to do. Now I am able to share. Okay, so that's my website, Blanca Professional Service. And so now when you're here, did you see these tabs right here? It says real estate, life insurance. So if I go here, if I go on the real estate tab, something else is gonna open that says resources, real estate resources. So once I do that, let me go to real estate resources. And then let me click on that and then show you. Okay, show you that screen. So, okay, so see, I have lenders, okay, there, but I also have, give me 1 minute. I'm trying to move this. Okay, so here you're gonna click on real estate, then this arrow goes down and you're gonna click on real estate resources. I'm sorry, down payment help is below the real estate resources. So it says real estate, you click on the real estate tab, then you go to down payment help, and once that comes up, you wanna end up in the screen that I just shared with you before, that was about the down payment assistance program. Okay, so once you're in that page, what it's gonna ask you is you're gonna scroll down, and then it's gonna say check your eligibility now for down payment assistance. Okay, so now in here where you see a street address, let's say I saw this home today. I was driving through the neighborhood and I really like this home. I've been, you know, looking at it. It already has a sign for sale, but you know, I'm not really sure, but I really want to buy, right? So I said, okay, I'm gonna enter that address. Let's say, for example, let's make this out, okay? I don't know, let me see if there is such a home. Let's see, 1420 West Adams Boulevard. I don't know what zip code. Well, I'm not gonna leave the zip code open, and then I'm gonna say, let's say $500,000. Okay, $500,000, and I said this is a single family home, and then it's gonna ask you if the home is in foreclosure, you know, right here. So if the home is in foreclosure, and then it's gonna ask you how many people live in your household. Let's say you, your spouse, and 3 children. So you're gonna click on this arrow, and you're gonna select how many people are in the household. So let's say I had 5 people in the household, and then I'm gonna scroll down, and now it says, do you currently own your home? Then you click on that and you say, no, I never have owned a home. And then it will ask you for your annual income. Let's say your annual income is 30,000, just, you know, to make it like it is, or 30,000. And then it says, are you a co-borrower? Are you a veteran? Are you an American Indian? Or it says, are you a co-borrower? And you say yes if you are one. And you say, and then it says, are you a co-borrower or American Indian? And then you say yes or no. Well, it doesn't have for saying no. But then at the very bottom of the form, it says, get details. So once you enter the information, then you already know whether or not there are some programs in your area around that house that you enter. Remember that you enter the address for that house. So I'm not gonna do it because I don't want to, or maybe let's try it just in case. Let's see what happens. I wanna say if they're coming foreclosure, no, 5 people. Let's just try it. And then I said, check for more opportunities. Do you work in any of these professions? Let's say I'm a professor and education. I work in the education field. And then it says, do you or a co-borrower or dependent household member had a disability? Okay, let's say I live with my grandma, and yes, she does, you know. So I'm gonna say yes. And then it asks you more questions, like, are you a co-borrower from the military? Are you a surviving spouse from a military member? Are you purchasing an energy efficient or visitable home? So energy efficient is the one that uses solar power and some other smart features in the home. Okay, so now once I say I leave that open because I'm not I'm not one of those. Then I say get details, but probably because the address is grown, general search. Let me see. Let's just do 420 West Olympic Boulevard. Let's say 1416 West Olympic Boulevard. Just to see if there is anything around there. I'm gonna say get details. Let me see if I click on get details, something is wrong. It doesn't say, well, remember I don't have a specific address, okay? So I'm just playing with a may believe address. So let me see if this works. I don't have a home in particular, but let's see if that works. Let's see. Let me see if now something comes up. Get details. Now it looks like something came out. So now when I put an address, I use 1416 Olympic Boulevard with a zip code of 9015. Now when I click get details, I got this other form. Okay, and now the form says there are 28 programs and up to $140,000 in down payment. I don't know if you can see it. Let me get this down a little bit, but right there, 28 programs and up to $140,000 in down payment help. Did you saw that? So that's where you know there is money for down payment assistance programs. Now, those programs help you buy your first time home, and also, you know, another thing that you have to know is that if you haven't bought a home for, I believe, the last 3 years, you still qualify to buy a home. Let's say I bought a home in 2023. So let's say in 1999, I bought my home, my first time home. And I used one of these programs for down payment assistance. Okay, but since I haven't bought anything else since that time, I am able to use again a down payment assistance program to buy another home. Okay, but that's what you're gonna do, okay? So everybody who is a first-time home buyer and somebody who has not bought a home for the last 3 or 4 years, if I'm not mistaken, can use the down payment assistance program, okay? So these programs could be either program from the local, you know, let's say county, they could be from the city, depending on the city you live. Different cities have their different programs, and you have to qualify, okay? For every program for down payment assistance, you have to qualify. So sometimes many of those programs require you to attend an 8-hour or 10-hour course. Either you go online or you go in person, okay? And once you register through, you know, they'll tell you the information where to register and where to go to the class. If it will be online, they will provide you a link for you to log in, and, you know, they will give you the class online. And, you know, that's something that either a nonprofit organization will do, or a government agency, or somebody from the private agency might be able to, you know, provide those classes. So they will give you all those details, but I'm just giving you the idea so you think about that and you say, wow, I didn't know that all of this programs existed, or that I'm unable to buy a home, you know. So that's the reason why I wanted to do this program with you, because I wanted to make you aware that these programs are out there and you can use. There is a lot of money that the government and sometimes companies, private companies or organizations, it could be a faith-based organization, it could be a nonprofit, you know, it could be a government agency, a state, local, you know, and sometimes even federal, okay? And of course, FHA is a federal, it's coming from the federal government, okay? Because it's backed by HAT, which is the Housing an urban development in so agency in California, so they will require you to do certain things. Okay, that's the reason why you need to talk to your lender, because your lender also has access to all these programs. Okay, so let's say you don't know my website, you don't know that I have this link on my website, right? But so, but when you visit my website www.blancaprofessionalservice, I show you that you can go and click on the resources tab, right? In the real estate tab. Let me go back so I can show you again. I'm sorry that I'm repeating myself, but I am trying for you to understand that there is money out there that you can use to buy your home, okay? And then let's say you don't need the money because you have the money, okay? So I said go to www.blancaprofessionalservice, and let me share that with you, so when you are familiar with my website. Okay, let me share that tab with you now. Give me 1 minute. I have to stop sharing this one and then start sharing the other one. Okay, so now I'm gonna go back and say I wanna click on the Blanca Professional Service tab, and now we're in Blanca Professional Service website, and now you see here where it says real estate, so you're gonna click there, use this arrow, down arrow, and then it will open up and go to where it says down payment assistance, okay, or down payment help. So once you go there, now I'm gonna show you, it will take you to the screen that we were before, okay, which this is the screen we were before, and now you're gonna enter, as I show you, you're gonna enter the address, okay? So in this case I use the 1416 Olympic Boulevard, okay? So I enter that address, and this is a make-believe address, and I enter a estimated sales price from the home that I want to buy, okay? And you know, I saw it on the market and it's listed for 500,000, so, and it's in around this area, okay? But you can use any area. So you're driving on the street and you see this home that you wanna buy, or you saw for sale, and you're wondering if you can buy that home, then just come to this website and enter it here. You're gonna get an email. Once you enter all this, you're gonna have an email sent to you, okay, from the down payment assistance program directly to you, but it's gonna have my name on it in the bottom because you're using my web page as your link to be connected to this program, right? So then you're gonna see it says this is a service from Blanca Funes, real estate agent from EXP, and then you're gonna see, it's gonna say all of these programs are available in this area, and it's gonna show you exactly how much money is available. Like I told you before, that I show you there were more. Now let me go back so you can see again the amount that I told you. Just in this make-believe scenario that I show you, there was, I think it was this one. No, it was this one. No, this one. Okay, so now I told you in the one that I shared with you before that there were 28 programs in that make-believe address, and there were about $140,000 available to buy in this area, okay? So now go and search for yourself the home, you know, put the address, fill out the form, and then enter the address, and you can do this, you know, every time you go on home buying, go and do this if you want to know if there is money that you can use for first time home buyer, to buy this home. Now, like I said before, and like I mentioned before, your lender, depending on the lender you're using, some of the lenders have these programs available. So when they're qualifying you, when you know they're asking for your W-2s, your income, your monthly expenses, and they're asking for your information, your financial information, they're entering into their database, and then they're gonna see the programs that you qualify based on all the information you're providing to them. So they're gonna say, okay, you can use this loan, you know, and then they can say, you can ask them what other programs and I can qualify for, you know. So let's say this is for people that might not have the down payment saved, right? People who really need the help, but they really want to buy the home, okay? They don't have a 401k or any other plan to be able to afford this home, but there's government programs and private money and nonprofit money and faith-based money that it's given to certain cities or certain places, and this money is there for people who want to buy homes, okay? So that's what I wanted to share today. And I don't know if I did a good job, but please leave me a comment, you know, once this video is posted, whether you like the video, whether you like the way I show you this, were you aware of these programs? Do you think this could be a path for you to become a homeowner? Do you think that this was helpful to you, that this provides you with positive and adds value to your life and probably to your family? It might contribute for you to become a homeowner and you know, be able to reach your goal. Let me know. I'd like to know. So you can email me if you like. bfunes@blankaprofessionalservice.com, and also you can give me a call if you like to, 1-800-637-5833, and that's if you want to connect with me. And so now where do I come into this picture? So as you know, when you buy a home, you need a real estate agent to help you in the process. So that's where I come in. So remember how I told you that real estate and any other kind of field, it's about a team, okay? So I am gonna be part of your team if you want me to be part of your team. If, let's say, in other words, if you hire me for the job, okay? So if you hire me and you say, you know what, I like how Blanca is helping us and I like the way that she explains this to us, then I like for her to help us buy this home. So then once you're qualified, you know, with one of our preferred lenders, and I have a list of lenders and I can help you and send that to you, so you can give them a call and then you can explore your options with them and they can qualify you for a loan. Then if you want to hire me as your realtor, as your real estate professional, then we're gonna talk about, you know, okay, now that you're pre-approved or already have an approval letter from the lender, then now it's my job to ask you about, okay, you already consider what kind of home you're looking for, what is the maximum price you want to pay, and then I'm gonna do like kind of an intake, okay? I'm gonna ask you questions about what's your favorite, you know, how do you want this home, how many bedrooms do you need, you know, how many baths do you need, do you have a family who's needs, you know, accommodation, okay, somebody that might need to have a room in the bottom of the home, you know, like in the first level of the home, if this is a second level or two-story home, okay? So all of those things, we're gonna work together and we're gonna put a plan. And once we have that plan, we're gonna go what we call house hunting. So house hunting means we're gonna go and see some of the homes that you say, this is the most, let's say, how can I say this? From all different homes, we're gonna make a list of all the homes that you like, but from that list, we're gonna pick up the ones that you really like and that matches the things that you need, okay? It matches all the things. It has what you need for your family, okay? It is in the neighborhood that you like, or maybe it's in the school district that you like. I mean, there are different ways that we can do this, right? So then once you selected the most high ones that you want to buy, we'll make an appointment and we'll go and see the homes. And then you're gonna, if you really like the home and you really say, you know, I already found my dream home, then we're gonna make an offer on the house, okay? And that's when all the other things are gonna come in. Now, once we make the offer, then the lender comes into the picture, okay? Because now we have to let the seller, right, and the seller's agents know that we are ready, we are willing and ready buyer, okay? That we have been pre-approved for, let's pretend, $500,000. And that we do have the down payment already ready to put in this home. And we're gonna put it on our offer. We're gonna say, we are offering $500,000 on your home, and on this location, at this address, with this zip code. And then we're gonna say, we're offering $500,000. And then we're gonna put, let's pretend 4% down payment of five, that's $20,000. So we're gonna lease in the contract, we're gonna say, we're putting $20,000 for the down payment. And we're gonna use an FHA loan, okay? And then the lender is gonna back us up. How does he or she or the company back us up? How they do it is they provide us with a approval letter, or they can provide us with a desk underwriting letter, okay, where it says, let's pretend a bank, XYZ Bank, has given Mary Jones an approval for $500,000, and we are ready to close on this home, okay? And so we put it in our contract. We're gonna attach that letter from the lender, okay? That's when our team comes together. Now you have the realtor who's putting the offer for you, then you have the lender who is on the team for you to buy that home, okay, who is put in the money, less, okay? Because something that tells you that there is, you know, an offer, and they're gonna back up this offer by offering $500,000 on this loan for you, that's an offer. So they are putting their money, and you're putting $20,000 from your own money. So then it's a win-win situation, okay? So now the sellers and the seller's agent know that you're really serious, because you have the lender's approval, you have the cash, okay, for the down payment, and then we already make an offer, okay? So that's how we start the process. But as you know, and as always told you, this is a team. So the team is who is on our team. So we're gonna have the house inspector, right? We're gonna have the termite inspector, right? So then we also gonna for the home inspection is the home inspector, okay? The termite inspection to see if there is any kind of pest control company, okay? Anything that needs to be addressed, you know, then we're gonna ask the seller, and we're gonna talk and say, okay, can you do this? And or maybe they say, well, I don't have, I cannot do all of that, but I can do 50-50 if you pay for the termite inspection. Let's pretend it's $200. I pay $100 and you pay $100, and then we continue on the negotiation, okay? So it's everything in, you know, is in place, and we talk to each other. So you as the new homeowner or the person who's gonna buy this home is gonna be on board, the real estate agent is gonna be on board, the mortgage lender is gonna be on board, the home inspector is gonna be on board, the termite inspector is gonna be on board, and anybody else who needs to be on that team. Okay, so think about those things. So this is like a sport, you know, where all the players have their part. Okay, I don't know if you play soccer. Do you guys play soccer? But I mean, you have the captain and then you have the players, right? So every player has something to do in the game. So that's the same thing. So consider, picture that in your mind. Even for real estate or for financial services or for any kind of industry where you have to make a contract or negotiate the terms or do something, you're gonna have a team of experts and a team of professionals that might need to be involved at one given point or another. Even when you go to the bank, okay? You go to the bank, you have the bank teller, but if you need more services, then they have the bank, the banker, you know, like a special banker, you know, if it's related to securities or is it related to something else, they have somebody appointed to do that specifically for that client that is looking for those services, right? So it's the same thing in real estate. Okay, so with that being said, please contact me at 1-800-637-5833, or you can go online and visit my webpage www.blankaprofessionalservice.com. And next time, you know, AJ will be here and he will be able to help you with the FHA loans, and he will explain about what the process is and what you guys need. And remember, I'm not a mortgage lender, so please contact a mortgage lender if you have any questions. Everything I talked here was for your own education. Okay, this is my disclaimer is always, and all of these programs, podcasts, and webinars, and anything we do here is for educational purposes, to bring knowledge to you so you can use that to advance your life, to advance your family, and defend your family's future. Okay, so, but again, I'm gonna say, you need to speak to your team of experts. If you have, you know, a financial planner, you need to talk to that person. If you have a CPA or a tax preparer, or somebody who helps you to make your investments, then you need to talk to that person, okay? So anything you need to talk to the to your advisors, okay? Because for investment purposes, you always need help from your investment team, okay? So now, with that said, I hope you like this video, and please share with others, because that's our goal. Our goal is to help as many people, as many families, to afford a home. And remember, that's another question, another thing before we go. I gotta mention this because a lot of people think that on buying a home, you know, a mortar home, bricks and mortar, that's what I call them, you know, a family single home is the only way to buy real estate. And that's a misconception, okay? There are many other ways to buy real estate, okay? So you have single family homes, which are the homes that you see when you're driving and, you know, going to work, and you see all these homes, right? Now, there are duplexes, which are homes too, but they have two units. One in, could be in the front or in the back, or they could be together next to each other, you know, or it could be maybe some space in between and another home, and they could be considered duplex at some time, okay? Depends. So you also have townhomes, and then you have your condominiums, or you have your lofts. You have also real estate. You can also buy farmhouses. You can buy land, just the land. You can, you know, because you could buy the land and then later on put a mobile home or a manufactured home on top of the land, and then that would be your house, right? So you can buy a mobile home or a manufactured home. And nowadays there are other ways to buy real estate. Okay, so you can do commercial buildings, you could be using a misuse building, you know, where I don't know if you've seen that, but in downtown LA they have retail in the bottom and then they have apartment buildings on top, or they have restaurants in the bottom and then they have offices and then they have apartment buildings. So that's what they call mixed use buildings, okay? And then they have offices, just offices, where you invest in those and you rent it out for office purposes, you know, to private companies or government agencies or maybe nonprofits or banks or whoever wants to rent that from you. So always think about auctions. Remember about that, okay? Auctions. So you always have auctions in real estate. Is an auction game, okay? So now I'm gonna say goodbye to you. I think this is already long enough, so I will bring more resources later on and trying to book more people for conversations. And so I am glad that you came into this conversation. I hope you keep joining us, and I hope you come every time we announce one. Maybe if you like it, you like what we're doing, you can make a comment in our social media posts. We're in LinkedIn, we're in Facebook, we're in Instagram, and also in Pinterest. And also right now, and we're trying to put something on Linktree. So I already put some things in Linktree, and Pinterest, my assistant is trying to put something there too. So if you use those social media outlets, please go and follow us there. And we thank you for your time. Okay, so we'll see you next time. Bye bye.